who the hell is Alan Beaver? The answer is that I, together with Muriel, started Beaver Travel some 45 years ago in the village. Now, I'm still a director of Beaver Travel, but it's run by Gary Green and Andrew Devine, although I still have the freehold. So much for Beaver Travel. I have taught almost the whole of my life after I got my master's degree at Birmingham. 15 years ago, I was appointed a professor at Bournemouth University. 2 years ago, I started work supervising dissertations at Hertfordshire University in Hatfield. Also, an author, quite a prolific one. I've just sent in the manuscript of my 19th book to Oxford University Press. It's a range not just of travel and business books, but history books and various subjects that I've tackled. However, my latest book is A Dictionary of Travel and Tourism. And I already have ideas of what will be my 20th book. When I first moved into Loom Lane, the road wasn't even made up. It was just a muddy track. But Muir and I love walking, and we walk round the fields. I still walk every day. We also love, I still call it village life, but my work for Radlett Festival is, and Muriel's work as a governor at Fairfield School are just typical of the way in which we are deeply involved in many Radlett activities. We adore living here, we get a lot out of it. The original Radlett Festival was a carnival procession in the late 19th century, and it developed not every year but most year during the 20th century. During the 1970s and 1980s, the annual carnival procession was a very well-known feature of the Radlett year. However, Radlett Round Table got less strong and less able to do things, and by the millennium it was no longer being run. And when I became vice president and president-elect of Rotary in 2003, I said that one of the projects I had in mind was once again to resuscitate the annual village carnival, and that became Radlett Festival, because we decided that a carnival procession was no longer particularly attractive, and what people wanted was a great fun day, and also what the majority of Radlett voluntary organisations needed was an annual opportunity to show what they could do to recruit new members and raise money. And so the annual Radlett Festival is for most of the voluntary Radlett organisations the greatest fundraising opportunity they have in the year. We only charge a small sum of money just to help cover the costs of running the festival, but each of the stalls is heavily subsidised, and they keep the money they raise, and if it wasn't for the money they raise annually at Radlett Festival, for example, Red House Patients Group couldn't survive. But a very large number of local organisations raise money, and also, of course, national charities. And this is always a major fundraising event for them. Right from the start, when I had the idea, I had to recruit people from scratch. I persuaded Stuart Nagler, who's now chair of the Hertfordshire Police Authority, to join us, and I persuaded Councillor Charrett, Viv Charrett, to chair, and recruited some other people, and William Sussman from Aitchison's, the estate agent in the village, had recently moved there, and he agreed to take on the job of putting together a field of stalls. And even in our first year, we had over 40 local organisations, substantially due to his energy and enthusiasm. Now, the whole Radlett Festival has a will of its own. We grew over the first couple of years from maybe 1,500 attended up to 3,000 or 4,000 people coming. Initially, Aldenham Parish Council helped us by funding some of the costs, but after a couple of years that wasn't necessary, and we have always funded ourselves and give away huge sums to charity. We have a substantial anonymous donor who has given us £5,000 this year. So even if we didn't raise one new penny at the festival itself, we start off with £5,000, which we can disperse to local charities. The amounts we raise each year vary between £3,000 and £5,000. And since we resuscitated the festival in June 2004, we've raised around £40,000. We've given lots of donations to the Peace Hospice. Last year we gave Fairfield and St John's School £500 for the choirs. We gave £500 towards the taxi voucher scheme because they had a shortfall towards the end of 2010. This benefits the elderly in the parish of Aldenham who can't get out and about and don't have their own cars. We have funded benches all over Radlett, and we're putting a few more in. We gave a small amount towards the funding of the teen shelter in Radlett, which enabled there to be a place where teenagers could gather on the corner of Fillimore Recreation Ground. We have given money to pay for a new boiler in the guide's hut. We've given money to help replace the floor in one of the church youth clubs. We've given money to pay for new tables, tennis tables and other equipment at the youth club, which now unfortunately has ended in the village. We have given small or substantial sums of money to many causes in Radlett, and we do our best to disperse all the money we receive. The only money we keep is enough to cover us so that we got enough to fund next year's festival and we could survive at least one bad year if it was rained off. But all the money we make, it's not profit, it's just money raised and then given to local charities. And if you are a local charity in need of funding for something, every autumn we put up notices we advertise that we are going to receive applications, and we give out as much as we can, and then start again from scratch the following year. We have two main entertainments in the arena this year, an exciting horse act with Andalusian stallions. It's called Stallions of Substance, a mixture of humour and stunts. Then there's the Ricky Lopez Rat Pack show. Of course, we will have the ever popular dog show. The Radlett Horticultural Society will run a scarecrow competition. We have a soapbox derby. We have Morris men dancing. The scouts and guides always have a climbing wall. We have a jazz band. Lots, of course, of food and drink stalls. And there will be a beer tent. As usual, we have an amazing set of raffle prizes. Each year, this is something that I personally have organised. And every year since 2004, as the first prize in the raffle, we've always had a holiday worth several thousand pounds as the first prize given by Beaver Travel. And John Apthorpe generously donates use of his box at Albert Hall at the Proms for use by a prize winner. And he always gives two huge bottles from his wine cellar, two very valuable wine prizes every year for the raffle. Many of the local restaurants give free meals. Click Studios give a free photographic session. Goatees, the hairdresser, give free shampoo, and so on. And you can tell how popular it is because there's always 2,000 or 3,000 entries. The people who restarted the festival in 2004 are getting older, and we need some younger people to join us and take up the work. It's not very onerous. Maybe in the month or so beforehand, there's quite a lot to do, but the meetings are only for a few hours once a month for most of the year. And so it's something that everyone could do. Even if they're working in town all day, they would be back home in time in the evening. So the first hope is that we will get some more people to come along and help us. The raison d'etre is, it's not just about raising money, it's also considered by us to be very important indeed to run something which everyone, young and old, really enjoys. That is why, if you're 16 or under, or under 16, I must get it right, you come in for free. We want to continue this. We can't expand it anymore because already almost everyone in Radlett comes along, and we hope the festival itself is building on its own success. Every other year we also try and run a concert on the Saturday before. The trouble is that you cannot rely on British weather. Several times the weather has been incredible, and of course everyone comes along and brings a picnic. But if it's been raining the night before, or it's overcast and it's raining, you can't expect people to sit in the rain for 3 hours and listen to an open air concert. it's most unlikely for it to rain all day, and so we're less at risk with the annual festival itself on the Sunday, but it is still a risk, and a risk we feel it's worth taking. I will close by saying I am just a cog in the wheel of a very big machine. It is the chairman, the treasurer, Roger Housechild, Sylvia Cohen, who has been an indefatigable worker, Clive Glover. There are so many people involved on Radlett Committee, and most important of all are supporters from Hare Krishna. It was our original idea that we should involve people from the whole of the Radlett community, and they jumped at the opportunity, and they have been stalwarts right from the start. The Radlett Krishna and Krishna consciousness movement have been very important to us in helping with putting up marquees and their vegetarian food, which they provide annually, is delicious.